here's a story from The World.
President Biden is in Europe this week trying hard to convince American allies that democracy is as strong and resilient as ever. So we thought we'd start the show today at one of the most powerful symbols of democracy, the Acropolis in Athens. How do you improve on something like that, something that's almost perfect? You know, there's a metaphor in there somewhere. Well, the Greek government says the ancient ruins need a 21st century update to be more accessible to anyone who wants to visit. Makes sense, but the proposal to renovate this iconic site inevitably sparked controversy. The World's Lydia Manalidou in Athens starts us off today.
On a recent afternoon, my squeaky shoes and I climbed the steps up to the Acropolis. It's also known as Ieros Vrachos, which means sacred rock. When you reach the top of the limestone hill, you step through this magnificent marble gate into a plateau. And there it is, the Parthenon, one of the world's most treasured archaeological sites. At one time, it was a temple to Athena, the patron goddess of the city.
Θεωρούμε ότι δεν είναι δυνατόν η Ακρόπολη με όλο αυτό το συμβολισμό και όλες αυτές τις έννοιες.
The Greek Minister of Culture and Sports, Lina Mendoni, is giving a small group of journalists a tour of recent renovations. She says the Acropolis is a symbol of Greek and Western civilization, and that, given its importance, it should be accessible to everyone. To make that happen, the ministry is overseeing some changes. They've installed a state-of-the-art elevator for people who can't make the climb on foot. And on the plateau, they've laid a wheelchair-accessible cement pathway. Leading this work is Manolis Kores. He's a restoration architect who's known by many around the world as the expert on the Acropolis.
Σεβόμαστε αυτό που υπήρξε, γιατί αυτό ήταν το έγκυρο.
He says the renovations were done with the utmost respect for the site, after careful and meticulous study, and that they'll improve the experience for all visitors. Greece's leading association for people with disabilities welcomes the changes and says more are needed. But the work is also facing fierce backlash from scholars like Tasos Tanoulas. He spent decades leading restoration and preservation projects on the Acropolis. He's now retired.
Now you have all this cement, and if all the rest of the archaeological site will be paved anew, I mean, you understand what's going to happen? This is not going to be the Acropolis anymore.
Tanoula supports making the site more accessible, but not like this. He says reinforced concrete was used on parts of the pathway. That work is irreversible and cannot be undone without damaging the ancient stones underneath. In fact, he claims the bedrock here was wounded during construction.
My feeling about all this is that it's a crime. It's very sad. It's like a nightmare, to be honest.
It's not just the pathway that Tanoulas finds nightmarish. He's especially concerned about other aesthetic changes to the site. For example, they're planning a major reconstruction of the staircase that leads to the grand entrance of the Acropolis. And they want to lay these horizontal terraces on the plateau to make it look more like it did during classical times. The ministry also floated the idea of erecting replicas of statues where they once stood thousands of years ago.
Wait, do that. Why do you have to do it physically on the body of the Acropolis, on the body of the rock? I mean, this is a very sensitive thing.
Why not just do this digitally with virtual reality glasses, Tanoula suggests to me. Or they could erect a life-sized replica of the Acropolis somewhere else. But instead, he says, what's happening is the Disneyfication of the sacred site. He and hundreds of scholars have signed a letter to the ministry saying that these interventions are defiling the ancient ruins.
The ministry needs to stop all these interventions now.
Yannis Chamilakis is a professor of archaeology and modern Greek studies at Brown University. Chamilakis says it's troubling that Kores is so intent on reconstructing the Acropolis of a certain moment in history, the classical period.
This is a site of many different periods. It was very important during prehistory. It was a very important Mycenaean citadel.
It was also very important in post-classical periods, in Roman times, medieval times, during the Byzantine and Ottoman empires.
So a monument that actually harbors so many different historical moments is now being turned completely into a monument that actually supposedly, only supposedly, looks like 5th century BC.
He's saying supposedly because he believes planned renovations are not historically accurate. For example, in the 5th century BC, many monuments here were painted.
Are we going to paint with multiple colors the marble to make it closer to the 5th century? Of course not.
Because he says what's being reconstructed is based on a romanticized Western fantasy of the Greek classical period. And in that fantasy, everything is built with white marble. Back at the Acropolis, Manolis Kores, the architect heading the renovations, brushes off the criticism. He says everything being done has been decided through dialogue and debate, and he rejects the idea that he's imposing a singular vision for the site. He says the reconstruction is based on generations of work by archaeologists, scientists, engineers, artists, poets, and others. Though he does give his critics this one thing. We rushed. We had to rush, he says, standing in front of monuments that are thousands of years old. Kores, who's 73, then jokes, look at my age. I can't afford to go slow with this project. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou in Athens.
From PRX.